The media scene in Serbia is not as developed as one would like it to be. The media is controlled either by the political circles or by the money circles, and usually those two go together. The example of the Serbian service, of the BBC actually, in Serbian, was an example of an impartial, objective and fair media. We spoke to everyone, we presented anyone's point of view, which is not often done in the media in Serbia.
Above all, it's the relationships with their audiences that these former service heads say they'll miss most. Teresa Lima again.
I think when you have a feedback from the listeners, it's really rewarding. When the listeners talk to you every day, react to your analysis, to your questions, and I think it's one of the most touching feelings that I have. And when I realized that we are going to stop broadcasting to them, I felt a kind of a void because of them. Over to you.
The final word on the closures comes from Hans Bart in the Netherlands, who wanted to emphasize the importance of being able to receive the medium wave service on a radio anywhere in Europe. Hans reminded us of this extract from the diary of a 13-year-old girl who, as Hans said, also listened to the service 68 years ago in his home city of Amsterdam.
Thursday the 5th of August. Dear Kitty, with close attention, we are listening to the BBC. Gathered around the baby radio, we sit, and these are the only moments when the members of the back house don't interrupt each other, because someone is speaking who even Mr. Van Daan cannot contradict.
Hans Bart there, reminding us of the diary of Anne Frank. That's all for this week. Just to say we at Over To You are not untouched by the cut. And from next week, we'll be just under 10 minutes long, but packing just as powerful a punch, we hope. And that depends on you. What do you think of all the changes that have hit the language services and quite a few programs on the English network? So keep those emails, texts and phone calls coming. And for now, from me, Rajan Datta, goodbye and thanks for listening.
This is the BBC in Naples.
Tel Aviv. Huh.
That's correct.
Wherever you are, you're with the BBC.